Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
One of the highlights for attendees at our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville this past June was the chance to hear firsthand from many of the Republican presidential candidates, all of whom are running as pro-life this election cycle. Herman Cain, Representatives Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, former Senator Rick Santorum, and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty all addressed our convention. All week on Pro-Life Perspective, we'll be sharing with you excerpts from the candidates' remarks to the convention in the order in which they appeared. You can watch all the speeches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. Today we begin with the founder and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Mr. Herman Cain.
You know, the founding fathers got it right when they said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life from conception, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." You see, the founding fathers got it right because they put it in that order for a reason. In this great country of ours, you can pursue happiness all you want to, as long as you don't infringe upon somebody else's liberty. And you've got all of the liberties that our Constitution guarantees, as long as you don't infringe upon the life of somebody else, and that includes the unborn. One of my guiding principles has been and always is, if you want to solve a problem, work on the right problem. I know that might sound like common sense, but unfortunately a lot of people have lost common sense and they can't find it again. You work on the right problem. And those that believe taking the life of an unborn is a choice have gotten away from those godly principles. Whenever we have a president who intentionally omits endowed by their Creator, I have a problem with that. And so as we move forward, we all have to be leaders in this fight to protect the unborn. And my challenge to you is, we cannot just push back. We have got to fight back. It's that serious. We are beyond just pushing back. We've got to fight back strongly with our voices and our votes. And in 2012, we've got some voting to do, because one of the other crises we face in this country is a severe deficiency of leadership.
Again, that was Herman Cain you just heard from, delivering his address during our presidential candidate forum at the 2011 National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. We hope you enjoyed it. Mr. Cain's address was just one of the many highlights of this year's convention, and if you feel like you missed out and would have liked to have been there, don't forget that next year's convention will be in Washington, D.C., June 28th, 29th, and 30th. With all the excitement that next year's presidential election is sure to bring, the Washington, D.C. convention will be a can't-miss opportunity full of engaging and informative high-profile speakers. Be sure to join us tomorrow as we continue our look back at our presidential hopefuls who joined us in Jacksonville as we hear from Representative Ron Paul.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.